Sometimes you don't see the fog before it hits. He was only 6 years old, throwing fists with musty armpits. Jesus couldn't save him, so he turned to the streets. He thought the streets loved him until he saw his best friend deceased. Up until the age of 24, he tried to leave the game about 9 times. He's on his 7th life, flipping burger patties part-time. 1 foot in and 1 foot out, he never understood his true potential. Had a managerial position at the Mickey D's, but overslept past the interview. He valued getting put on in the hood over himself, and that's where he lost himself, banging Pyru in the concrete jungles of Compton and Inglewood, thinking that was his life's calling. Now his stepmom is calling into those iron bars of emotionless testosterone, filling the gaps of time with push-ups and lackluster poetry. He's only 1 week into his sentence, can't even read a sentence of Dr. Seuss, let alone the plea deal that his public defender suggested he take. What was the plea deal, you might ask yourself? 49 years with no chance of parole. Now ask yourself, is that all worth it? You tell me.